Where are you from, Julian?
I'm from Dawn, Missouri.
From Dawn? And could and are you in 4-H or FFA?
4-H.
And how old are you?
12.
12. Wow. You're almost at that teenager age. Are you ready?
Not really.
Not really? You don't want to be a teenager yet, or you?
No, I'm just not real excited about going into 7th grade and
How long have you been in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H 3 years.
3 years? What made you decide to get involved in 4-H?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you have friends that were involved, or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it something that they did a lot of and you just wanted to hang out with them?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was your favorite part that they were doing that kind of got you thinking that it would be something fun for you to do?
Like when they were winning stuff for like the rabbits and stuff like trophies and ribbons and plaques and...
So you're more of an animal girl rather than a sports girl?
Yeah.
Yeah? Me too. Tell me a little bit about your rabbits that won today. How old are they?
They're 10 weeks.
They're just babies.
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you had to do to get them ready to go to the state fair.
We had to weigh them and see which ones weighed the closest, and we had to look for, like, DQs, like disqualifications on them, and comb them and get them ready. And we had to, we made sure we bred before, like, the day. We bred for the state fair specifically, so they were old enough.
Now, how old do they have to be before you can enter them?
I think 10 weeks, but I'm not sure.
So they were just, is there a certain weight? You were telling me that you had to weigh them to see if they were the right weight. How much, or were if they were close? What were you looking for in that?
You want them to be as close as possible, because when it gets down to like 2 meat pins, they look at the weights and then look at the rabbits, and they decide with the weights too. So,
do they figure the weight all together, or do they take each individual bunny and figure it that way?
They take each individual bunny.
Now, are you going to keep any of these bunnies?
The ones that I showed today?
Uh-huh.
No.
No. They're all going for sale on Saturday, right?
Yep.
Specifically for meat rabbits, that's what you raised them for, right?
Yeah.
How long have you had the parents?
I think about a year or two. Yeah, like a year. Maybe pretty close to a year old. So.
Now, what do you do with them in the wintertime?
In the wintertime, usually we just leave them in the barn and close it up, so it doesn't get cold in there, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Now, are you the one that goes out and feeds them and takes care of them, or do you have a little brother or sister that helps you?
Usually, like, our whole family goes out there, because it takes quite a long time, but we get it done if we all go out there.
Everybody goes out to feed all of the animals?
Yeah.
How many animals do you guys all have?
We have, like, 25 chickens, maybe. Then we have, like, 100 rabbits and, like, 3 dogs.
Yeah, I'd say it would take a lot of people to go out there and feed 100 rabbits.
Yeah.
Now, are they meat rabbits as well?
No.
No, they're just pet rabbits?
Yeah.
How are they different?
They're a lot smaller, and they have a lot more that they have to look for, like markings and, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, what did you have to do today? Did you have to do anything special? Like, I know the swine and the cattle, they have to lead their animals around. Did you have to do anything special to show them that your animal would behave right?
like right when you walk into the rabbit barn, there's two carriers and the grand champion and mine are there with like the trophies and our cages and ribbons.
Is this the first year you've won?
Yeah.
And you were excited?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know how many other kids you were up against today?
Altogether, there was like 53 meat pins, so like 53 kids, maybe.
Wow. That's awesome. Now you have a sister, too, that was competing. Did she compete today, too?
Yeah.
And what did she compete in?
She she had a meat pin, too, and she has Hollands.
And what kind did you say yours were?
Dutch and Californians.
Dutch and Californians. Now, what's the difference in those breeds?
The Californians are really big, and they're the meat rabbits, and you look for a lot more, like, the loins and their hindquarters, and with the Dutch, they have markings, and they have to be, like, perfect to get them, so, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, are you gonna continue in 4-H?
Yeah.
Through middle school, and are you going to jump up to FFA later?
Yeah.
And you have to be, what, 13 or 14 to go to FFA?
I'm not sure.
So, well, you're not too far away from either one of them to bump up, are you?
Nope.
Are you going to stay with your rabbits, or are you going to move to something else?
I'm probably going to stay with my rabbits for a little while, and then I might do something like hogs or sheep.
Now, you guys don't have hogs or sheep on your farm right now, though, do you?
No. But I did one last year, and I like doing it, so I'm probably going to do it again. So.
There you go. And you've got plenty of room that you can take care of it, and apparently plenty of family that can help you, right?
Yep.
Yep. What do you plan on doing when you get out of school?
I'm wanting to be a vet.
You're getting a good start.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a big animal vet or a little animal vet? Or all?
All.
All. It doesn't matter, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and where do you go to school?
China Avalon.
So you are just right down the road.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. Well, are you staying at the state fair, or are you guys drive back and forth?
Yeah, we're staying in a camper.
There you go. School starts when? Monday here, I think? Let's see. That's the 26th. Yeah.
So Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are getting a couple days ahead, a couple days extra.
Yep.
There you go. See, if you were going to Carrollton, you'd have to be back Monday.
Yeah.
Do you like going to school out there in Tina?
Not really.
Not really? Is it too small for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you lived out there all your life?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much. So you pretty much know everybody. You need a new group of kids, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Julian, is there anything you'd like to tell anybody that might be wanting to get into 4-H or FFA, or they just might be interested in raising some meat rabbits? Do you have any words of wisdom for them?
It's really fun, so they should try it. It gives you a lot of experience, and like when you're older in life, you get more experience on how to do stuff.
All right, and tell me one more time, who are your parents?
Jim and Jane Alkire.
All right. Julian, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and